أربعين نويت الاعتكاف، نويت الخلوة، نويت العزلة، نويت الرياضة، نويت السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. Tonight we continue explanation, inshallah, little bit of tafsir Surah Al-Qadr, which we yesterday we reached to. إِنَّ يَوْمًا عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ كَأَلْفِ سَنَةٍ مِمَّا تَعُدُّونَ. One day for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like 1,000 years of what we count today of our years. And if we look at Laylatul Qadr, Suratul Qadr, which is recited, and Sheikh Sahib will recite it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر. ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر. تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. صدق الله العظيم.
صدق الله العظيم وبلغ رسوله الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين بقلب سليم. The focus tonight is on not the whole surah, but we like to take part of it about Laylatul Qadr, the importance of Laylatul Qadr. But as to explain that, we have to go a little bit at the beginning, and we look at what it has. It reads, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Do we have an English one of this Quran there? Quran al-Azra. Azra. If we look at the beginning, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ, we see that, let's take the English tafsir. If we see that, it says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. It says, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. We have indeed revealed this message in the night of power. So, what is called? Night of power. This is first verse. Second verse, and what will explain to thee what is the night of power is. So another time is repetition of the night of power. So it's two time. Third verse, the night of power is better than 1,000 months. The night of power is repeated third time. So we see in this ayah, in this three ayah after each other, Laylatul Qadr, the night of power, is repeated three times. And in every time, it begins at the beginning, it is at the end, at the end, and at the beginning. If we take Laylat, it's of four numbers. We are speaking about the what you say, numerology. 1,000 last time, it's number. So if we take that, we see it's four number in the first word, Laylat. Al-Qadr is five letters, which is five numbers. So Laylat, night, in Arabic is of four letters, which is four number. And Al-Qadr is of five letters. So it means 4 and 5 is 9. So it is 9 numbers. 9, Laylatul Qadr, is 9. Second Laylatul Qadr, second verse, Laylatul Qadr, another 9 is 18. Third line, third verse is Laylatul Qadr is 9, it become 127. And that's why, because it is repeated 3 times, it is giving an indication that mostly, as Prophet ﷺ said, تَحَرُّوهَا فِي عَشْرِ الْأَوَاخِرِ, look at it at the last 10 days of Ramadan. But usually everyone, most of scholars, they say that it is on the 27th because that is the main understanding that many ahadith of Prophet mentioned about the 27th. But if you check it in the numerology and the numbers, you will find that it was repeated 3 times in 3 verses after each other to tell us that Laylatul Qadr most expected is on 27, because it is first time 9 letters, second time 9 letters, second verse and third verse 9 letters. Add them together, become 27. And in numerology, nine is like 0. So first nine days, that's why we say awwaluhu rahmah. So first 10 days are mercy, but the first 9 days, whatever the abd is doing, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want to send mercy, he will not send mercy. So it doesn't mean that the mercy come because of your amal, the 9 days, but because of the last day where Allah is revealing or descending that mercy on His servant. That's why the only day that count is the 10th day. And that's why the first 9, according to numbers, numerology, 9 is equal to 0, means first day amal, second day amal, third day amal, fourth day amal, fifth day amal, 6, 7, 8, 9, because it is from you, is not going to be considered. If Allah doesn't want to accept it, doesn't want to accept it. Where it is important is the 10, which is the 1. Means us is 0. Allah, 0 is dependent on the 1. We are all dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why Allah made it of 9 letters, not of 10 letters. If it was on 10 letters, it has completely different meaning. And that's why you add 9 and 9, 18. 8 and 1, still goes 0. And add 9 and 9, 18. And add 9 on it, 2 and 7, and it equals 0. Means whatever you do, if Allah doesn't want to send on us mercy, means still we are in a bad shape. With Allah, with Allah's mercy, we will win and succeed. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. Ay Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed the Holy Quran in the night of power. Allah revealed the Holy Quran in the night of power. Allah revealed it completely in one set, in one night. But when it was coming on Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam through his life, it was coming through 23 years. As events was going and related, so it was being revealed. Jibril alayhi salam brought the Holy Quran in that night from the source of Lawh al-Mahfuz, was kept in Lawh al-Mahfuz, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the authority to Jibril to take from Lawh al-Mahfuz to Baytul Izzah. Baytul Izzah, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is in the first heaven. So he revealed it from Lawh al-Mahfuz down to the first heaven, to Baytul Izzah. And that's where it came in one set or one shot, to Baytul Izzah. and where it was given to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Understood? And Baytul Izzah in the first heaven, in that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered Jibreel to mention and to reveal the Holy Quran to all angels. And angels were trembling. They were afraid. Because they knew that Holy Quran is for the last messenger. The seals of messenger. Means Quran coming, revealed, means seals messenger coming, means judgment day coming. Because he is بُعِثْتُ أَنَا وَالسَّاعَةَ هَتَيْنَ, I have been sent near the judgment day or the last day like these two fingers. And he mentioned his two fingers. This, the Shahada finger and the second finger. And مَقَرُّ الْوَحِي, the مَقَر, the place that wahi, the revelation comes out from, is the first heaven. All revelation first come from Lawhul Mahfuz to Baytul Izzah to first heaven. From first heaven it goes down to dunya. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed it to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through 23 years to show the greatness and ta'zim. What's ta'zim? To glorify his prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you come to a king and you want to give a gift, you don't come with all the gift one time and dump it and give it. No, you come every time, whenever you come and see him, you come with something. Whenever you come and see him, you come with something. That is the discipline, that is the ethics. You don't come with empty-handed. If you come with empty-handed, that is disrespect. Whenever you seeing the king, you have to come to give something, bringing a present. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every time sending Jibreel, he's sending him with a present from Holy Quran to Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalu salatu wassalam. And it's not like Sayyidina Musa, Allah was revealing, not like Sayyidina Musa, Allah gave him the Torah directly in one time when he went to Tur Sina for 40 days and then he followed it by 10 days. But Allah gave Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdal salatu wa salam, respect by sending Jibreel to him every time the revelation was coming. And awliyaullah, they say that Jibreel alayhi salam came to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the minimum that they can count, 12,000 times in his life. Coming with revelation to ta'zimun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to show the greatness and the glorifying the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I don't know if glorifying is the correct meaning. Unbeliever said, وقال الذين كفروا لولا نزل عليه القرآن جملة واحدة. The unbeliever said, if the Quran would have come like Musa one time, he cannot make it. But Allah didn't want, because he wanted to show the greatness of Sayyidina Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. Jibreel coming every time, sending his salutation, praising on Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, bringing gifts to Prophet from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah's word to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam of two kind is al-Quran wal-Khabar al-Qudsi, is the Holy Quran that revealed and the Holy Hadith. There are the Holy Hadith that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam related on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that was revealed. So Jibreel used to come to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with Quran and with Hadith. And that's why you can say about the hadith, that is a holy hadith, it's Allah's word. That's why Prophet ﷺ didn't open his mouth even in hadith without revelation. So even the hadith is revelation from Allah to Sayyidina Muhammad ﷺ. understood. Allah, Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said in Holy Quran, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Why He didn't say fi nahar al qadr? Why He said in the night of qadr? Why not during the day? Why is at night? Why not during the day? Because at night, most of secrets, most of spiritual contemplation and meditation, your relationship with your Lord is always being conducted at night. Whenever someone wants to relax, at what? When he relaxes, mostly. If he wants to sleep, when he sleeps. So night means what? Peace. And peace is what? Paradise. So, Jannatul Mu'min Layli, or Laylu. The paradise of a Mu'min is the night, where he is in peace, in the divine presence. He's resting. And even everyone resting, a paradise for them is at night, but for a believer is more, because when everyone is resting, he is up, resting in the divine presence. That's where this revelation, or this nafahat, we call it in Arabic, this nice breeze comes. And that's why Allah has sent it. Allah sent it, the Holy Quran, to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from Baytul Lawh al-Mahfuz to Baytul Izzah at that night. At night, not during the day. During the day means running, business, difficulty, problems. Night, rest, relaxing. That's why Allah mentioned that it is at night. At night. And always at night, وَعِبَادَةُ اللَّيْلِ أَفْضَلُ مِنْ عِبَادَةُ النَّهَارِ وَعِبَادَةُ اللَّيْلِ أَفْضَلُ مِنْ عِبَادَةِ النَّهَارِ. And the worshipness at night is better than the worshipness, more reward, more ajr during the night than during the day. And that is to be between, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made hudur al-qalb, the presence of the heart, always at night. Presence of in the day always is dunya. Understood? Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad hatta yarda Sayyidina. And that's why there are awliya that we say them jalwati khalwati, or we say jalwati means that he has jala'ul qalb. Khalwa, khala'ul qalb. This is two meanings. Jala'ul qalb means the polish of the heart. Khala'ul qalb is the emptiness, clean, when you empty everything from your heart and nothing except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is between, you are between two sides. One, trying to polish your heart. When you polish it well, you reach the stage of that there is no one in your heart, khala, no one. We say khala means by yourself alone. And that is maqam al-tawheed, where you reach maqam al-tawheed, where you have empty everything from your heart except the presence of your Lord. And all this will happen when you are excluding yourself from dunya by yourself alone. And that's why we call khalwati in, by his seclusion alone, secluding himself from everything. And that's why it always happened at night, and that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed it at night, Laylatul Qadr. And Allah said, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. Now another time repeating. And what will explain to thee what the night of power is? What is the night of power? Means, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if I don't tell you what is Laylatul Qadr, no one can know Laylatul Qadr. What is the importance of Laylatul Qadr? Because it's high Qadr. What's Qadr? Qadruha. It's the night of power, the value of the night of power is above the knowledge of human beings. Is not something related to human being. It is something related to heavens. That's why Allah revealed the Holy Quran in that night of its very important, of its value. If it has no value, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to this, the revealed the Quran in that night? So Ya Muhammad, that night, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. What you think to explain Laylatul Qadr? What is that night of power? The secret is with me. It is said that at that night, if anyone see that night and Allah open to his eye and see that light in the horizon of his heart, means in the sky, but we say in the horizon, you can, that light comes. Any dua you say there is accepted. Any person die at that night, no question in the grave. يُرْفَعْ عَنْهُ سُؤَالُ الْقَبْرِ. So the question of the grave will be taken away. Anyone die on that night. Laylatul Bara'a, Laylat Nusuf Sha'ban, the night of Bara'a, of Nusuf Sha'ban, that night Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descend His attributes, His sifat, His attributes to humanity, to first the heavens, and from there these blessings comes on earth. So that's why it is accepted, it is very good, it is استحب means favored to recite to make salatul laylatul bara'a after isha. تجلي الصفات, the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will descend his attributes, reveal his attributes and the blessings of his attributes on humanity on Laylatul Bara'a, 15 of Sha'ban. And he descend and reveal his essence, the blessing of his essence, Laylatul Qadr. And that's why these two nights are like two wings. They can fly you to the Divine Presence. That's why it is recommended to pray after Isha, also for Laylatul Qadr. It's very important to keep awake and to do worshipness. That Laylatul Qadr, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. Laylatul Qadr, another third time, خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرِ. That night of power means to keep awake and asking Allah forgiveness and worshipping Him is better than 1,000 months. That night, if you fasted, which you have to fast it, and you be awakened all night, worshipping, is more precious to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than 1,000 months. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man qama laylatul qadri imanan wa ihtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbihi wa ma ta'akhkhar." Whoever keep up in Laylatul Qadr with full iman and with complete understanding of it and worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ghafira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbihi wa ma ta'akhkhar, Allah will forgive him from everything of his sins that happened before, and he will protect him from falling into sin after that day. وَمَنْ صَامَ رَمَضَانَ إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. And anyone who fasts Ramadan, إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا, faithfully and worshipping and doing قِيَامًا means إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا. إِحْتِسَابًا means when you are praying the 20 rak'ats of Taraweeh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will waive your sin completely and forgive you and protect you from further sins. And it is mentioned that من شهد المغرب والعشاء في جماعة فقد أخذ حظه من ليلة القدر. Who pray in jama'ah Maghrib and Isha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him his chance, means his reward, from that night of power. So don't miss Salatul Maghrib in Jama'ah and Salatul Isha in Jama'ah at that night. إِنَّ نَهَارَ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ مِثْلَ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. The day of Laylatul Qadr is dissimilar. There is good in it as in its night also. As long as you keep doing good. But to Awliyaullah, they say night is more preferable than day by 1,000 months. The importance of it is more than worshipping 1,000 months. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it the last 10 days. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, اطلبوها في العشر الأواخر في أوتارها, in the odd days. In the last 10 days, in the odd days, because at these last 10 days, people will be very weak of fasting Ramadan and worshipping. So Allah wants to check them how long and how steady they keep in their prayers and in their worshipping and in their waking up and duty for Him and His obligation for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why He made it at the end of the last 10 days of Ramadan. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma said that Suratul Qadr, Surat Laylatul Qadr, is of 30 words. 30, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِّنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ سَلَامٌ هِيَ حتى مطلع الفجر. Is 30 words. Here, at the last, here means Laylatul Qadr. At the end of the verse is here, is Laylatul Qadr, is the 27. Here is the evening, it is that 27 of the 30. That's why it is most likely to be the 27. Because the Laylatul Qadr words, the surah, is of 30 words. And these 30 words mean 30 days. The last 3 days is hiya hatta matla' al-fajr. Hiya hatta is one. And matla' 20, hiya 27, hatta 28, matla' 29, fajr 30. And that's why Laylatul Qadr is on 27. Here is a pronoun, goes back to Laylatul Qadr at the beginning. So, and Ibn Abbas said, that's why all awliyaullah, all ulama consider Laylatul Qadr is the 27. Because according to the surah, the here at the end, the pronoun goes back to Laylatul Qadr, comes on the 27, number 27. Understood? Allah, Allah, Allah. وقال ابن عباس أيضا, he said more that Laylatul Qadr is of nine letters. And it is mentioned three times. And every time is nine letters multiplied by three, it is 27. That's why it is also, according to Ibn Abbas, it is the 27, because it is mentioned three times, and every time of nine letters. There was the Uthman ibn Abi al-As, a servant. And that servant said, "Oh my master, that water of the sea, always the water of that sea is salty. But one night in the year, it becomes sweet." And he said, "When that happened, you tell me when that happened." And then next year, when that happened, the servant came to his master and said, he is Uthman ibn Abi al-As, he said, "Oh my master, the water is sweet." And Uthman ibn Abi al-As looked and he said, "This night, it is the 27th of Ramadan, Laylatul Qadr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes everything sweet at that night. If you have the taste, you can taste everything around you is sweet. The sweetness of everything. Because from Allah comes everything sweet. From yourself come everything sour." And everyone wants to say, "Oh, where is my amanat? Allahu Akbar. Where is my secrets?" And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's mentioned that a hadith that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every night of Ramadan, He will free from hellfire 1,000 atiq min an nar. 1,000. You know what's 1,000 in Arabic? Alfa alf. Alfa alfa atiq. Means 1,000 by 1,000, 1,000,000. Every night of Ramadan, Allah free from hellfire 1,000,000 person. And Ramadan is 30 days or 29 days. So in 30 days means Allah free from hellfire how many? 30 million. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he say, "Min an-nar kullahum istawjabu al-'adhab." All of them, they are being judged to be punished. Means these people has, they didn't do enough in their life, they been punished. فَإِذَا كَانَ آخِرُ لَيْلَةٍ مِّن شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ, if it was the last night of شهر رمضان, أَعْتَقَ اللَّهُ فِي تِلْكَ اللَّيْلَةِ بِعَدَدِ مَنْ أَعْتَقَ مِنْ أَوَّلِ الشَّهْرِ إِلَىٰ آخِرِ. At that night, when the last night of Ramadan comes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will free as much as He has freed from the beginning of Ramadan to end of Ramadan. At that night, He free the same number. So 300, how much becomes? 60 million. From those who has been deserved of azab, Allah will free them. May Allah forgive us. Allah, Allah. The first night of Ramadan is the must be the night of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He is giving us Ramadan, and in Ramadan full of rahmat, and that it has Laylatul Qadr. The last night of Ramadan is a night that someone lost a person, that a person died, because now this big mercy that was coming is stopping. وعن عائشة رضي الله عنها أنها قالت سألت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Aisha, Sayyida Aisha asked Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Ya Rasulullah, if I see that night, what I should say? If I will observe that night, if Allah opened it for me and I see that light, what I should say. He said, say, قولي اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عني. That's what she has to say. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عني. And she said that if I see it, I will add also, اللهم إني أسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة. May Allah show it to us. As Allah has hide the hour in Jum'ah, in 24 hours in Jum'ah, the day and night of Jum'ah, there is 1 hour that Allah accepts any dua from His servant. And it's hidden. No one knows when it is. As also the middle salah, what is the middle salah is also is hidden. Which one is the middle? You have 5 salah during the day. Which one is the middle? Some they say Asr, but some they say no, different. So which one? No one knows. Most likely is Asr, but Allah has hide it also. And similarly, Allah hide it Laylatul Qadr, if not to be known, because Allah wants you always to be searching, means keeping everything in order that you will be to do everything in order that might be in this one or in that one or in that one. You don't know. Allah hide it, because if everyone knows that it is at that time, at that moment, they don't do everything, they wait for that only. So that's our way, usual way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called that Laylatul Qadr wa tasmiyatuha bi Laylatul Qadr imma li taqdir al-umuri wa qada'iha. Laylatul Qadr means it is the night that everything has to be balanced in the scale, miqdar, from miqdar, the amount. So everything in Laylatul Qadr is something that you have to wait to see, not to wait, to weigh, to see what is this, what is that, and everything in it. And I will not continue too much, but I will come here and say that Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدَّرَ فِيهَا كُلَّ مَا يَكُونَ فِي تِلْكَ السَّنَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has evaluated, you say, or accounted everything going to happen in that year. He made it in Laylatul Qadr. Some other scholars, they say Laylatul Bara'a, but also that Laylatul Qadr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to Ibn Abbas, said, it is in that year, min matarin wa rizqin, wa ahya'in wa imata, from rain and from sustenance, from death or from life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from that night to the coming night, 27, Laylatul Qadr, next year, Allah give the angels a copy of what is going to happen in that year, who is going to get this sustenance, arzak al-ibad wa arzak al-nabad, sustenance for all creatures, human and animals, and trees, and everything. And he will give also the rain, copy for the rain, where is the rain going to happen, or what is this going to happen, or where's that? He divided into his angels. And it is said that Sayyidina Mika'il is responsible for al-arzak, sustenance, for food, physical food and not physical food, and for rain, it is in the hand of Sayyidina Mika'il. And Allah gave him also, Allah gave him that to Sayyidina Mika'il, and Allah gave to Sayyidina Jibril alayhi salam earthquakes, winds, tornadoes, war, sawa'iq, lightning, khasif, eclipses, everything in the hand of Sayyidina Jibril alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives
Sayyidina Israfil everything about the amal of a human being. وَنُسْخَةُ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَىٰ إِسْرَافِيلِ. The copy of amal to Sayyidina Israfil. وَنُسْخَةُ الْمَصَائِبِ إِلَىٰ مَلِكُ الْمَوْتِ. And everything about difficulties of health and death is in the hand of Sayyidina Israfil, Malik al-Maut. Sayyidina Mikael, we explain it next time, that will give the formula. Sayyidina Mikael, put equal sign, is not equal, but is equivalent, not equivalent, it's and the, on the other side is the liver of the body. Because the liver is where everything goes inside, and from it, all this metabolism come out. Because he has the food, he has the sustenance, he has everything. Sayyidina Israfil, as we said, in his hand is Nuskhatul A'mal, the amal of a human being. Means he is the one that has in his hand the sustenance for spirituality and spirits. And that part is, it goes to a dimagh, the brain. Wa Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, everything about this universe's ulum, knowledges of this universe's, from earthquake, khasif, from disasters, from wars, from everything, from revelation is in the hand of Sayyidina Jibreel, and that is aql, intelligence. And whatever physical laziness that people are doing, and it's recorded in the hand of Sayyidina Israel, because it explained the death of obligation. You are not doing your obligation. May Allah forgive us, and we will continue inshallah next time. Hurmat al-Habib, Hurmat al-Fatiha. And we didn't come yet to the meaning of 1000. 1000.